Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. Today we're going to continue our conversation that we got started with last Thursday at the Orchard at Alta Pass. We talked with Donna Stafford, who is the Executive Director, and of course Bill Carson of the Orchard. We're going to carry on our conversation today and talk a little bit about Independence Day. It's on the way.
Yes, indeed. It is the second of our three summer picnics. Mm-hmm. It's always on the day of the holiday.
On the 4th.
Yes, and the other two turn out to be always on Mondays, but they are Memorial Day, which is past, and Labor Day, which is coming. For every one of those, we provide the barbecue. We will give away some tea and plenty of water and maybe some other beverage. But you are to bring with you enough food for your group and the musician. Mm-hmm. Musicians don't have to bring anything.
Yeah.
They're a privileged cast.
Yeah, I know that they're just that way. I know how they are.
Right. I don't know if they'd quit if I asked them to bring food or not. I don't want to risk that.
I understand.
So the food comes from the people, and if perchance someone comes and has forgotten to bring food, then that's okay. For the measly price of $15, we can welcome them into the fold as well.
It's going to be a lot of entertainment and everything on the 4th, isn't it, Donna?
Absolutely. We always have at least three bands who will be playing. We start at 10:30 in the morning, and we also have a clog team. So you'll see we'll have a band play, then we'll stop for lunch, then we'll have a clog team, then we'll have another band play, and then following that, a third band that will play. So entertainment will begin at 10:30 a.m. and run until 5 p.m. So come out on the 4th. And if we're lucky this year, we might have another cannon shot off.
Oh, okay.
That's tradition for us here at the Orchard, is to shoot off a cannon right before we eat. That's our signal. It's time to eat.
Your regular schedule, summertime now, so you're open, what, Wednesday through the weekend? Or what's the schedule running normal right now?
We are open from Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. through Sunday. Our hours are from 10 until 5, Wednesday through Sunday.
What is a good place for folks that, like, maybe... Is it Facebook? Is it the Orchard website? A good place where folks could maybe just kind of keep an eye on what you've got going on and what's changing and stuff. Is there anywhere?
There absolutely is. I would say that Facebook is probably the best source to keep up with that. We are posting daily activities that are going on here, any kind of special events, all of our regular scheduled events. We do have bands all week long. Every Thursday at 1:45, we'll have a band. This is free of charge every Friday at 1:45. And then on Saturday and Sundays, we have two bands. The first band starts at 1, second band at 3, and we also will have free dance lessons on weekends if you happen to come out and don't know how to clog, flat foot, waltz, two-step. No problem. We can hook you right up. Within 30 minutes, you'll be able to get out there on the dance floor with everybody else and dance. So,
does it really take 30 minutes, Bill?
Oh, no.
I didn't think so. You're a better teacher than that.
Yeah. I can teach people to clog in 15 seconds.
Come on out and learn. If you don't know how to, you'll know in 15 seconds.
Absolutely. He's the best.
And, of course, there's other things always going on out here. Gather up your family and friends and come out and just enjoy it because it's such a nice place. I really do like the front porch, eve, whatever. Yes. That is really nice.
It's brand new this year.
Yeah.
Brand new this year, and we have wondered why we didn't have it 25 years ago when we started.
Some folks might try to take credit for it, but I wouldn't pay any attention.
Our executive director in her second year has really made a big difference here, and Lord knows what we're going to do next year.
And McKinney helped build it.
Well, there you go. It's always a McKinney.
But also, Wednesday is a good time to come to the Orchard because we have, on Wednesday, an open mic, and we have great performers coming in on Wednesday afternoon. And there they'll start whenever they get here and quit whenever they leave. And so it's likely to be longer than the hour and a half that we pay for.
So there's always something going on, no doubt about it. How was Memorial Day? That's when everything kind of gets cranked up and started. Did you have a pretty good weekend?
We had a fantastic crowd. We had a fantastic crowd despite the rain and the weather. It was absolutely great. So we're looking forward to the same for July the 4th.
We had at the Memorial Day picnic, an event that has happened only once before at the Orchard, and that is a proposal made on the stage to someone else who was on the stage by a gentleman who said he'd been carrying the ring around for 2 weeks trying to get the right time and the right place, and it was at the orchard.
Well, there you go.
And she, fortunately for him, said yes. A lot of surprises, almost all of them pleasant, occur at the orchard. We like to think it's a little bit magic.
Yeah.
And it brings out situations like that.
Our guests today, Donna Stafford, Kaisa Kay, and Bill Carson of the Orchard at Altapass, continued the conversation today we started last Thursday. So thanks for visiting with us both days, folks. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.